would my father tell him to do?
Mm-hmm. Let's say he asked him to come eat with you, and the fellow came in and just stood around the table.
Well, I don't, I can't recall anything out of the ordinary, only to just, they'd ask, naturally ask them if they had had eaten, and if they had, why, then he'd he might ask them if they if they'd like to have something else or a cup of coffee or something, and if they hadn't eaten, why, he'd insist that they sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. And that was an old Indian custom. By golly, my father was very much like the old Indians. If you'd go to a to visit an Indian, and if you would eat with him, then you could leave anytime you wanted to. You'd get right up and go right immediately, but he would insist on you staying and eating. Mm-hmm. And my father was very much that way. I guess he got used to that custom, living with them so long, practically all of his life. Just grew up with them.
And if at the table he saw this man was holding back, what would you tell him to do?
Well, I can't recall of anything like that ever.
Well, let's say he was a little shy or something.
Well, he might tell him to make himself at home or something like that. Just feel at home, my golly. You're welcome to what we got. We don't have much, but you're welcome to what we have. Make him, you know, say something and make the man feel good.
Mm-hmm. Help yourself.
That's right, help yourself. We don't, he'd make some excuse, but we always had plenty. Well, my father always set a good table. And we didn't have all of the luxuries of life, but we were fortunate. We always had plenty to eat. Good food, and was prepared good, and we raised the most of it right there on that farm.
Well, what did you call food that was served the second day?
Well, that was leftovers. Leftovers, that's right.
Sometimes it's better the second day.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, this is the truth. Sometimes my mother would make biscuits for that group, and maybe we weren't near as hungry as she thought we were. There'd be a lot of them biscuits left, but we never lost a biscuit. They was never thrown away. They never went in the slop bucket like I've seen some people pile them out in the slop bucket, go to the hog bin. Them biscuits were kept until and were used, and she would put them back in the bread pan and sprinkle it with a little water and just shoot them back in the oven and let them get good and hot, and boy, they're just as good as they're fresh baked.
My wife puts them in the broiler and browns them the next morning.
That's right.
Yes.
Why, they're marvelous, certainly. But some people just run through all that stuff in the slop bucket. No, we never. My mother never wasted anything like that.
Oh, you mentioned mush. Did you ever have anything called grits?
Grits?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, by golly, are you talking about hominy grits?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, grits is made out of corn. Well, that's a southern dish. You get down in the south yet, and they'll still put the grits to you. Hominy grits are made out of corn. Well, I can't recall of ever us ever having anything like that, unless it we. I can't remember my father or mother buying hominy grits, but they would buy, occasionally they'd buy hominy flakes. Mm-hmm. And cook it up. No, it was a marvelous dish.